Fearlessly Courageous, from the desk of Dennis Piller. A murderer and thief are deserving of what? Have you ever been caught red-handed or knew you got away with something significant and you breathed a sigh of relief so deep that it was physically and emotionally explosive within you? There were no excuses. You were guilty. If discovered, it would have been embarrassing and totally demoralizing. It may have even sent you to prison. Well, whether you know it or not, and most of us don't, that is who we are without the blood-bought sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He came and gave his life so you could live again. He took your sin, your abomination, and took it on himself personally. He took all your guilt and shame, all your embarrassments, and took it to the worst death imaginable, although he was a pure and holy God. When you see a redemptive act in the movies, or someone who gave his life to save a lost, ugly, and unforgivable soul, we often weep. We can be moved to our very soul over the tragedy, but rarely see ourselves in that light. When was the last time, or have you ever, seen yourself as so lost, so depraved and unworthy? Because we still have this remnant of the world, that old life, that we can be better. We can turn it around ourselves. We can try harder because most of our life is pretty good. We're not a bad person, right? How do you wrap your head around that? The fact is, there is nothing we can do to earn God's love for us or earn a spot in his book. So there must be some logic or truth that if we help enough people, there must be some level of redemption for us. And there's not. As an infant, we were completely dependent on the help of our parents. We lived or died with their help. When our parents grow old and dependent, sometimes they need our help the same way. The truth is, we are there, right now, in our real life, our spiritual life, right now. God says we can do nothing without him, John 15:5. There is nothing we can do to earn his love or acceptance. It was a free gift from God himself, by giving his only son, Romans 5:15, so you could be with him eternally. But we have to empty ourselves, die to ourselves, and all of the vain thoughts of independence and self-preservation. Our every breath comes from God. The blood that carries the oxygen is a gift of the Almighty God, whose greatest gift is his unconditional love. If we can just hold on to that, it will bring you to your knees in the deepest humility imaginable. But God has a plan to prosper and grow you into the very image of Jesus himself for all eternity. Colossians 3:3. How motivating is that? How does that move you to fall on the cross of pride and put it to death every day for the rest of your life? That's why he says you live one day at a time. Don't worry about your tomorrow, Matthew 6:34. They have enough worries of their own. One day, and today is your day to live the victorious life he has called you to. Just today. Let go and let God. He will take care of tomorrow. Now, that is something to celebrate. Today, I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.